The temporal lobe plays a major role in area study number two, given the medial temporal lobe contains the hippocampus and the amygdala. So more about that in a future podcast. The primary cortex in the temporal lobe is the auditory cortex, which receives and processes sounds in terms of pitch, frequency, etc. Thus, it's responsible for auditory perception. Verbal sounds are mainly processed in the left primary auditory cortex, non-verbal sounds mainly processed in the right primary auditory cortex. The association areas in the temporal lobe play a major role in memory, more specifically linking emotional content to episodic memories and generating emotional responses in response to sensory information. Temporal lobe also plays a major role in recognizing what stimuli is, that is, object identification, so working out what an object is, along with facial recognition. Temporal lobe, let's not forget, also contains Wernicke's area, and I'll talk more about that in a future podcast devoted to aphasia. Symptoms of damage to the temporal lobe could cause amnesia, memory loss, difficulty recognizing objects, difficulty recognizing faces, particularly if we damage the borderline between the occipital and the temporal lobe. So we're talking about a form of agnosia, that is, a recognition disorder. Other symptoms of damage to the T-lobe include inhibited emotional responses to sensory stimuli, as well as Wernicke's aphasia.